I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that primary care physicians deliver half of all mental health services in the U.S. To talk about including mental health and behavioral health issues in the primary care visit is Dr. John Freedy. He's a professor of family medicine and director of the behavioral science curriculum for the family medicine residency at MUSC. Dr. Freedy, why do you believe it's important for primary care providers to focus in part on a patient's mental health and behavioral health during an office visit?
It's the quality of life, but they also relate to staying healthy physically. If you're not doing well behaviorally or in terms of depression or anxiety, it's much more difficult to remain healthy.
And in addition to anxiety and depression, what are some of the other mental health issues and behavioral health issues that can be addressed, at least in part, by that primary care physician?
You're correct. Depression, bipolar disorder, a host of anxiety disorders. I mean, generalized anxiety, panic, post-traumatic stress disorder. We see people with all sorts of life transitions, a new baby in the family, illness of a child, an aging parent and trying to cope with that, financial difficulties and how that's affecting them. But people who smoke, use other tobacco products, people who drink to excess, learning problems. If you can imagine it being something that a person would struggle with or somebody in their family would struggle with, there's probably some role for a primary care doctor to at least be involved in the initial assessment of it, if not the ongoing management.
And when you talk about the ongoing management, what might that mean? Let's say for depression, for example, or anxiety, what ongoing role would a primary care physician play?
There are certainly medications one can use to help with depression, to help with anxiety, to help with sleep problems that can go along with that. There's some basic counseling and encouragement that the primary care doctor can use. The primary care doctor also can make referrals. But the thing that I tell my patients, regardless of if it's depression or some other problem, is I'm interested to see what happens in your life with this. Would you come back and tell me about it? And so I think it's that relationship with somebody who's a positive, caring person that actually is invested in your life and the quality of your life makes a huge difference in people's lives.
Are there any new strategies that expand this sort of role for primary care physicians?
Behavioral health integration is a buzzword that is thrown around. And basically what that means is using funding and structural mechanisms to put evidence-based screening and treatment practices within primary care settings or connected to primary care settings. The listeners may have heard terms like patient-centered medical home. And part of having a patient-centered medical home and getting that accredited is having behavioral and psychological services available either on-site or within the community so that when they're screening for depression or alcohol or other sorts of problems, what they can't manage in-house, they have resources available within the community that can help address those concerns with the patient.
Dr. Freedy, thanks for providing this information about behavioral health and mental health issues that come up in primary care.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.